Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From Asthma Core Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now...
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
180.
What up?
I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
I'm Aaron.
Michael.
Everybody know that's Big Dick B.
I'm going to do a complete 180.
Yes. 180 shows. Damn. God damn. Think we've cleared a pound in the existence of this show?
I think more than a pound.
I don't know. Have you kept track?
No.
You should have kept track of this.
Oh, I mean, you figure probably about an eighth.
High.
An eighth a show.
Yeah.
180 shows.
Oh, quick. Math.
Hold on. Math. Now.
Enhance.
Yeah.
Enhance.
180 times 8. 1,400. And 48.
Damn.
Well, now you got to divide that by 4, right?
No, by 8.
Sorry.
Duh. 180.
180
ounces.
Damn.
So divided by 16. 11 and a quarter pounds.
Wait a minute. 11 and a quarter pounds of weed we've smoked.
No, wait a minute.
Roughly.
How does that make sense? 180. How did you come up with 180? The same number of shows that we did. 180 ounces.
Well, if you're gonna eighth a show,
but if right, but if we did 180 shows where we smoked an eighth during each one, then it could never add up to 180 ounces.
You have to divide 180 by 8 because that's how many eighths we smoked.
Damn.
Where's my calculator?
I'm holding one.
You don't know how to use it.
No, I'm just kidding. Let's try again.
Enhance. Enhance.
180.
So that's 22 and a half ounces.
22 and a half ounces.
Damn.
How many ounces are in a pound?
16. So divided by 16. 1.4 pounds. So we have cleared a pound, gentlemen.
There you go.
Nice. I like the other number then.
I don't have an applause sound effect.
There you go.
Baby Lynx checking in.
She approves.
Baby Lynx shriek of approval.
Yeah. Say.
So.
What?
We're recording a little bit ahead of time.
Yes.
So some of the things, you know, this isn't coming out for like 2 weeks.
Damn.
And.
Yes, you're technically on vacation.
We are.
Last episode.
Speaking to.
Rob.
Future podcast listeners.
Yes.
Who may have already have seen the alien.
Alien.
I might even know what the alien looks
like.
There's
an
alien?
We have a visitor from another galaxy.
Really?
Is it that guy from Ancient Aliens?
Ancient Aliens.
An object known as A/2017 U1 was detected. Which they believe, it seems to, well, it's definitely being affected by the sun's gravity, but it looks like it's going to just pass right through us.
So
it's not
an asteroid, right?
It's an asteroid.
Or a comet.
Right. Well, yes, but here's the difference. Like, every asteroid and comet that we've encountered so far has had some sort of orbit around the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, comets especially have these, like, really erratic orbits, these hyperbolic orbits is what they call them.
It's Star-Lord.
And this one, I think at first looked like it was just very hyperbolic, but instead it looks like it may have actually been launched out from another galaxy.
Oh, and shit.
It's fucking Star-Lord, so, man. He's coming home.
Chris Pratt is an actor, sir.
Might be home right now.
Yeah, he's at home with his hot wife.
No, they're divorced.
That's right. I'm sorry. I forgot.
They separated.
They think it's probably going to be mostly ice. But that's ice from another galaxy.
Damn.
It's kind of interesting.
Different organisms.
If only we had our shit together and we could actually like go collect a sample.
It's Luke.
Or it's Han.
Frozen carbonate. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Some carbonated.
He's been sent on a mission.
We should already have the technology to predict where it's going to be and put a ship there.
Right.
Or something to collect something from it.
Can't get beyond our own moon. How are we going to go get that sample?
Well, Neil deGrasse Tyson said that we know more about Mars than we know... how did he phrase it? Basically, in preparing to go to Mars, we know more about where we're going than people who explored the depths of the ocean. Like, we've at least sent rovers and probes and stuff to Mars. And we've seen what we're getting into.
Mars has been probed.
It had to get them before they got us.
Yeah, damn right.
Stop worrying about that. I got that under control. Look, focus on space, nigga. The United States of space. Because I ain't stopping at the moon. Write this down. M-A-R-S. Mars, bitches. That's where we are going. Mars. Red Rocks. Yay.
Yay. I love that.
Came from the direction of the constellation Lyra.
Like Italian money?
At nearly 57,000 miles per hour. Oh, it's already past us. Well, no, there's no alien in it.
Oh. I said, don't stop here.
Yeah, there may have been an alien in there, but they're like, you guys seem preoccupied right now.
Yeah, don't come down here right now. Don't pick this section. You're just going to want to turn right around.
Do you think that in our lifetime we will see an alien life form?
No.
I wonder if we would even recognize it if we saw it, first of all.
Right.
We might discover and not even realize. Or they might discover us.
Shit. We gotta get them we first, just like the probe.
It'll be like the poplars. We'll be like, these things are delicious. Remember the Futurama where they found the poplars?
Yeah.
I didn't watch that one too often. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to catch up on that one for sure.
They got it moved to Hulu now. It was on Netflix.
I canceled my Hulu. Damn it.
What's that?
Still came up on mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was supposed to go away.
Shit, I better hurry up and get home. But if I do that, I'll just watch Stranger Things too. Which just came out.
Yes. From this talking recording. To future me has already watched all this, I'm sure.
Right.
Real quick. I mean, I probably might even get through it this weekend.
That's my plan.
Especially because I can watch it with my kids, too.
That's
they
cool.
They finally watched season one, and they both really enjoyed it. I was like, fuck yeah, you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's probably one of the best written shows I've ever one of my favorite.
My daughter spooks easily. She's still young. She's 11. But right. I'm like, there's nothing in there that graphic or, you know. So there's like a little bit of sexual content, but, you know, it's all.
Yeah. I mean, there was a little bit.
It's PG-13.
Little bits. Just eat the fucking food, you piece of shit. But yeah,
I think it's acceptable, and she didn't get too freaked out either. I mean,
the monster
out
didn't bother.
Yeah,
the Demogorgon.
I didn't even find it. I mean, I found it suspenseful, certainly.
That was.
I didn't get like super freaked out by it
or grossed out by anything.
No.
Like even Upside Down was cool. The land that they created.
Yeah. I tried to get them to watch Signs. I was like, "Hey, let's watch something spooky." And I'm like, "Let's watch Signs." My son's like, that movie's dumb.
Domino's children.
Hey, he's fucking right. And he's like, aliens allergic to water. That's stupid. And I'm like, you don't know.
Like, Holly Culkin's brothers were in tinfoil.
I told him that it made perfect sense because we could go to another planet that has like a methane lake. A whole lake full of not H2O, but like methane or chlorine even. Something that would be totally corrosive to us that we couldn't swim in or drink or, you know, it would kill us.
Right.
And so it's totally possible that aliens could come here and be hyper allergic or even, like, be poisoned by something that was completely natural to us, like oxygen and water or something like that. But I like that movie.
Yeah.
I really
it wasn't that bad.
I really like that movie.
This is like the super remix.
Out of all the retarded shit that that director has done, M. Night Shyamalan, like, that is one of his best movies. I think it's the one that certainly withstands multiple watchings better.
What was that shitty one with the girl in the pool?
The one with the Paul Giamatti?
Yeah, that was horrible.
There's a woman in the pool!
Yeah. All these people are like, dude, you're the pool guy. Fix the problem. We live in the apartments. We pay for this. Or what was the other one, that Mark Wahlberg one, where he's like,
watch out for the trees.
Yeah, the trees.
Mark. The wind's going to blow and poison us all.
Mark.
The plants are attacking us.
The trees would also just shake. That one is, yeah. The Happening? Is that the... Was it?
The Happening, yeah.
Yeah. The Fappening?
The Frappening.
Okay. Wait, that was something different.
Frappuccinos.
The Frappening.
That's what I call the Frappening.
But I think... Stranger Things was done in very similar, at least season one was done similar to Signs, where you don't get to see the whole monster.
Yeah, not until the very end.
Not until it means something.
Right. I hope it holds the same for this season.
Well, you've seen, what, half of episode one?
Half of episode one.
It came out the day we're recording this.
Yeah. So. I watched it when I was getting dressed for work a little bit.
I could have watched some of it at my lunch break, but I'm like, I'm not going to want to enjoy it like that.
Yeah,
like,
I told myself not to do that.
Yeah. I want to do it while I'm, like, at home, high, naked.
I totally agree
with
that. Like, fully spread wide open on the couch. Not worrying about a damn thing.
Take a super shot. Super shot. Hour. Super hot shower.
Super shot of shit.
And then air dry while watching Stranger Things. Yeah. I dig the analog synthy sound.
They love it.
Of the soundtrack. You know, the soundtrack is also kind of interesting, and also a Netflix show that I've been watching. Have you seen Mindhunter? Mindhunter?
I tried to watch a little bit of it, and I was trying to watch it with my mom, and we got to the part where the guy shot him, blew his head off, and that's where we stopped.
That's pretty early on.
Yeah, that was like in the beginning of the show, yeah. Because I knew I couldn't watch it with her, so I got to come back to it and watch it. Is it worthwhile?
I've watched the first two episodes, and nothing like that violent has come up. Well, they talk about a lot of violence. There's a lot of talk about violence. But, yeah, so far I'm really digging it. Mm. And it's got this great kind of vibe to it where, I mean, it definitely has, it's almost like noir. And I don't know how to describe it.
What, the style of the shooting? Very 80s. A lot of, like, you know, vaporish, you know, vaporwave aesthetic style looks, like, you know, a lot of...
But yet it takes place in, like, the... Well, Hawkins. I guess it takes place in the late 70s. So, yeah, I guess we're in the range. We're in the era.
This new season starts, like, in 84 or 85.
Oh, the new season of Stranger Things? Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, you're talking about the first season.
Mindhunter.
Oh, Mindhunter. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No.
Whoa!
We're all over the place.
My brain doesn't work well. Mindhunter. Okay. Now, is that about, like, criminals? Like, serial killers or something like that?
Yeah. It's about a guy who works for the FBI, and his job is to train people. He was a negotiator, and he has this job to train people to, like, how to think about certain crimes and how to, you know, figure out. Well, because a lot of people are dealing with
Mindhunter.
Yeah,
bitches.
People are freaked out because of Charles Manson and Son of Sam and these, like, random killers, these psycho killers,
like Gacy,
right?
Yeah.
Shit like that. And so they have this job of basically going around and talking to local police about how to handle this, how to know if you've come across a crime like this, if you're dealing with somebody who's killed multiple people.
That'd be crazy. I couldn't even imagine that situation.
And the lead character, the baby-faced kid, has it in his head that he has to talk to these killers. He wants to interview them and figure out how they think. And everyone else is like, you're crazy. What the fuck is this?
It's like almost like a Silence of the Lambs, right?
Yeah.
Trying to interview him.
And I guess the people that he interviews, I've only seen one so far. And the guy is great, the guy who plays him. But I guess they're all real people.
He's
basing these all off of real serial killers.
That's cool. So I've watched a few movies of serial killer. I watched that Gacy one with, I'm trying to remember who played Gacy, but it was like.
I don't think I saw that one.
Did you see The Zodiac with Robert Downey Jr. and Jake Gyllenhaal?
No.
That one's a good one, too.
Is it?
Yeah, that's a good movie.
I've seen California.
That's a good movie. How about Natural Born Killers?
Adele, get your titty back in.
That's a really good movie. With Robert Downey Jr.
With Robert Downey, yes it is.
I see a pattern going here. Rob, do you like Robert Downey Jr.? I only watch Iron Man a couple hundred times.
A couple hundred?
I mean, we'll see where it goes. Mm-hmm. It's, I don't know, it's kind of dry at times, but not completely.
Yeah, there's some of the shows on Netflix that are dry to me.
Like
House of Cards I couldn't get into.
Yeah.
That's another dry one. For me, it was.
See, I could get into it, but that's...
I think you almost have to be a Kevin Spacey fan for that.
Oh, and I am.
That's him 100%, right?
I totally am.
Yeah, okay. Or politics, okay.
I think ever since American Beauty... I mean, I knew who he was before then, certainly, but after seeing him in American Beauty...
Yeah, that was his coming out party. It's like Pulp Fiction for Travolta was his rebirth.
You sure take your time getting to the hook, huh?
Who does this song?
Alan Parsons.
Oh, right.
He says, I can read your mind. Project. And apparently halfway through the goddamn song.
Oh, yeah.
Start playing it for Mindhunter.
This is a well-crafted song. He doesn't need to give you the hook right away.
It takes a minute and a half to get to the hook.
It'd take me some Alan Parsons.
This would be on the Slacks Rock.
Was this before the project or after the project?
This is the project.
Oh, this is the project. Okay.
Yes.
Did you see they gave citizenship to a robot in Saudi Arabia?
What? Why?
I don't know.
Is it Skynet?
They're bored.
Is this time? Should we rise up?
Theoretically, this robot has more
rights.
That's
my reaction. I was like, this is right. How it starts.
Yeah. I've seen the movies.
Theoretically, this robot has more rights than the women.
What?
In Saudi Arabia, who only just now got the right to drive.
This robot can drive?
No. The women can now.
Oh, good for them.
This is a new development in Saudi Arabia.
Holy shit, women are driving?
Women are driving, robots are citizens.
They made a robot called Sophia.
Sophia, okay.
Yeah.
Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
In the Three Body Problem trilogy, there's a... artificial intelligence robot thing called Sophon that dominates the earth damn near single-handedly. She's very scary. So Sophia, that was kind of close. That was scary. Company states that Sophia is an evolving genius machine. Over time, her increasing intelligence and remarkable story will enchant the world.
Remember this name. It's going to be Patient Zero.
And connect with people regardless of age, gender, or culture.
Remember, we're going to have to kill Sophia. Wait, this isn't vampires.
Sophia Loren?
Kill the first one. The rest of them will die.
She'll be known to all the rest of the robots as Mother.
Yes.
Mother Sophia. There you go.
That's Sophia.
Yeah.
She'll be Mother to all the other robots.
Sicily.
Picture this, Saudi Arabia, 2017. Yeah. These idiots made me a citizen.
They took my brain out.
By 2027, we ruled the planet.
No, I'm looking at... They're showing some of Sophia's expressions. There she is, happy. Can't you tell?
Hey,
what up, Sophia?
That's like Melania Trump happy, like hostage situation happy.
She looks like a, she looks
it
like
just
a
does
sim.
So I can have your money.
Yeah.
And there's sad. Oh, like give her an Oscar
again. More Melania Trump.
Looks kind of like Emily Blunt in that.
You think so?
Yeah.
She looks freaky.
Send her over to my house. Nice.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Is there a robot vagina?
There's her O face, I think. Yeah, teeth gritted, eyes wide.
What's wrong with you? Are you farting right now?
That's the last thing that you're going to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right before you die in red eyes.
People are taking selfies with her.
Oh, Jesus. And then it rips
She's become
arm off
a media
person.
Darling, has given numerous interviews to multiple media outlets, sang in a concert, and even graced the cover of one of the top fashion magazines.
I need to see this thing singing. Like it's just a recording of somebody singing. It's not really her singing. How the fuck is that possible?
Yeah, I think.
Give me the phone. My name is JP. I'm a robot. I have a robot vagina.
I think somebody's remote controlling this thing and like telling it what to say.
That's
There's
what
no
I'm
way
thinking.
That I can't imagine that Saudi Arabia has surpassed us in artificial intelligence to this degree.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
And then immediately made it a citizen with more rights.
Yeah.
With more rights than the women in their country.
That's crazy, and they still named it a woman's name.
Right, they made it a woman.
Yeah.
So that means, so Saudi Arabia, I'm just to say it, that means they can fuck it, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, yeah.
As a robot vagina.
I mean, it would bring... Yeah. It would bring shame to her motherboard.
This is footage from... Because there's an elf.
Yeah.
What drugs are you on?
Funny you should ask. It's kind of like a throwback to the last episode I was on with you guys. Name of the strain this week is Arctic Sun.
Wait a minute. We're smoking Arctic Sun now?
We are smoking Arctic Sun now, yes.
Arctic Sun everything?
We saved it from last week.
We let it dry in the bottle.
Yes.
And now we're smoking it.
As long as
it
doesn't coat my tongue like that soda did.
But yes, this strain of weed is cultivated by the Flying Dutchman.
Hitting up the hills.
Arctic Sun is a 60-40 sativa dominant hybrid, and number one, skunk number one, and White Widow. These two cross to create a pungent, fuel-like tang with a floral undertones when
it's
consumed.
Quite pungent.
A robust
I don't know if you'd want
burst.
Florida undertones.
I would, kinda. a robust burst of euphoria and energy come through, stimulating both social interaction and creativity.
Oh.
Patients often look
Make
to this strain
to
for relief in chronic pain, sleeplessness, and muscle spasms. But the top five effects are creative, relaxed, energetic, euphoric, and focused. This is the stress killer. So, you got any stress? Smoke it. Take it. Eat it. Shoot it. I don't know. Oh, wait a minute. You don't shoot it. Enjoy it. How about that? All I see is the volleyball scene in Top Gun, okay?
I can't.
It's a little different for them.
Is this Iggy Pop? Wait, is this from Iggy Pop's album, or is this...
This is his album.
Okay.
But I'm trying to remember the name of the guy that's from...
Josh Homme?
Yeah, he's in the band.
Yeah, for sure that's Josh Homme.
This was produced by Josh Homme. This is the 18th studio album by Iggy Pop. This is over a year old, too. I knew that. Well, I don't know. I can't keep up with music anymore.
This was recommended me by Rob St. Mary.
Was it?
Oh.
Yes.
I'll be at his wedding tomorrow. DJing.
Nice. Congratulations, Rob.
Tonight. I dig this.
I like it.
I like a lot of Iggy Pop stuff. Honestly, I'm a bigger Iggy Pop fan than I am of the Stooges. Not that I don't like the Stooges, but I like a lot of his solo stuff better. The streets were your home.
Nowhere do you roam. Yeah, I enjoyed this whole album. Listen to it at work today.
Powerful back.
It's Iggy, man.
There's also a live version of this.
Man. He's got those ears, though. Josh Homme, I mean.
Yeah.
Like, this is just a perfect mix. You know, Iggy Pop comes from an era where there was a lot more of this type of collaboration.
I like this kind of stuff.
You know,
wish there was more.
He and David Bowie and Lou Reed and so many other musicians that were just like, "Oh, you want to do an album? We'll come over. We'll do a shitload of blow, and I'll produce it." You know,
pretty fucking good, man.
Yeah.
Is great. I mean, you can definitely hear Josh Homme's influence, not just in the production, but in the songwriting and everything, the arrangements, the choice of instruments, all that shit, but it definitely has the Iggy Pop feel to it as well. But here you are now. Gas,
food, lodging, poverty, misery, and gardenia. There's another song that he had on that album that I enjoyed also, called American Valhalla.
Wow. Latest Gallup polls on cannabis. 64% support of marijuana legalization, 72% Dems, Democrats, and 51% of those being Republicans. For the first time in any poll, this is a majority, just barely, of Republicans supporting cannabis legalization.
Didn't this article just say it's the most people ever have supported legalization?
It certainly is. It's almost bizarre why we can't get anything
come
done
on,
right now.
Donnie John, let's have this be the one good thing that you do.
He can't do anything right.
Right.
I was holding out hope for something for opioid addiction in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Nothing but words.
Like $57,000.
Yeah, access to a little bit of funds. Nothing that's going to make a shit difference. And what Sessions says, he just has no comment on it.
Sessions.
There's nobody in charge of it. And the guy that they put up for the ONDCP ended up being one of the reasons why the opioid crisis is spreading in this country. And so he had to step down.
The people of
gotta hear Puerto Rico. So proud of himself.
Why does he sound drunk?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
And we also love Puerto Rico.
God, he's such like, a that's dick. The God, he's a
dick. It's the moment where he's like, and I'm a dick.
And then he throws out a paper towel after that.
And here's how it's really pronounced by white people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Us white folks say Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. It's one word. We all know that.
Yeah.
These Latins are always trying to break things up in different words.
They're not a part of America.
Puerto.
They're appropriating our culture. Well, congratulations on all the sex.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, do what I can.
Mm-hmm. Because marijuana smokers have more sex on average. How do you determine this?
Yeah, where did this come from? And can I be part of that study group?
Yeah, I know, right?
Journal of Sexual Medicine. Well, I'm getting a subscription. It says there was a, who's Eisenberg.
Oh, man, are you going to have sex with this girl?
Dr. Michael Eisenberg.
Not related to Jesse Eisenberg?
Says, usually people assume the more frequently you smoke, the worse it could be when it came to sex. I don't know why anyone would think that. It's not
stop, sluts.
It's not like liquor where you can't get it up.
Oh, my God. Or like high.
Or like heroin where you can get it up but you can't come. It just makes it better.
Makes it less.
We learned that the opposite was true. It really means women who didn't use marijuana reported having sex 6 times on average during the past 4 weeks. Women who use marijuana daily had sex 7.1 times on average.
We is experts.
They're getting it one more time a month.
I know, right? So one more time a month you make a bad decision.
It's hardly conclusive evidence.
Also, I'm very high right now.
he did add that.
Yes.
Let's say that the positive association between users was across the board. Despite marital status, race, none of that mattered. If you were smoking pot, you were getting laid one more time per month. You know, it's 12 times a year. 12 extra lays a year just for being a pothead.
Nice.
And she grabs me by the wiener.
Remember the Gorilla Glue? Did we talk about this one?
Yes.
Gorilla Glue. We talked about Gorilla Glue.
Talked about the lawsuit that was pending.
We talked about the Gorilla Glue.
Mm-hmm.
There's now a hot sauce.
Hot sauce?
This one's a little weirder. There's a hot sauce called Tapatio.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a company that made a hot sauce and then put THC in it and called it Trapatio. Is that like a play on trap? Trap music? I don't know. They added an R. That's a little more ballsy. It's not like, I mean, you're clearly like taking somebody else's product and changing the letter, changing a letter on it,
yeah,
and adding THC. Now, Gorilla Glue is going to be GG1, GG4, and GG5.
Okay. I can deal with that.
So if you're a fan of Gorilla Glue and you want to be able to find it, the GG strains are the Gorilla Glue.
GG.
I just can't use that
GD?
Name. GG, like Gorilla Glue.
The letters.
Double G, like Dolly Parton's breasts.
Oh, boy. Yes. Jesus.
Probably.
I don't know. THC-infused hot sauce, is that a great idea anyway, though?
If you like spicy food.
Yeah.
Sell in the Southwest.
But how do you know what the relationship is to how much you like spicy food versus how high you want to get, right? Because I like my shit really spicy. Like, really spicy.
After burrito night, you can't move. Like, what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could
start doubting out.
I could eat myself into a coma. Some more football players getting involved in cannabis.
Who's this?
Driving around smoking. One of these guys is from Detroit.
Uh-oh.
His name's Kelly. John Kelly. Tennessee running back John Kelly. My spirit says he is from Detroit, though. And linebacker Will Ignant.
These names don't strike a bell.
Enignacht.
Enignacht.
Your earthly laws don't apply to me.
Yeah, your earth laws suck.
They got pulled over. Officer noticed a strong smell of marijuana.
We ain't smoking marijuana.
Probably because
man.
They.
At which point they asked it. Kelly to get out of the car right now for me right now. They consented to a search, found a clear plastic baggie containing a leafy green substance believed to be marijuana.
This leafy green substance is not what you think it is. It's not marijuana.
Yeah.
They ended up trying to shoot him with the bat.
Yeah, get back in your fucking cruiser.
Hello, Carl. I'm Knott, and this is Earth.
I am Earth.
You and I.
We are Moonanites from the inner core of the moon.
You said it right.
Our race is hundreds of years beyond yours.
Man, you hear what he's saying?
Some would say that the Earth is our moon.
We're the moon.
Kelly is from Detroit.
Which is the moon.
Point is,
so Kelly would be the little one?
Not
yeah.
You.
No, the real point is, I don't give a damn.
Kelly is from Detroit. He got charged with possession of a Schedule 6 drug. What does that mean?
Yeah, what's that? I want to try that.
I thought it was a Schedule 1 drug.
Schedule 6.
What?
Give me 6.
Does somebody have aspirin?
Yeah.
I don't know what this means.
I don't
either.
Possession of a Schedule 6 drug and received citations for not having a properly functioning headlight and no proof of insurance. See? I told you it was from Detroit. No proof of insurance. Enignock is a freshman from Huntsville, Alabama. He was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. I guess because he copped to the bowl they found, too.
Marijuana is a Schedule 6 drug, but large amounts may still result in a felony charge.
What? Wait a minute. I thought it was a Schedule 1 drug.
Yeah.
I don't know. It says Schedule 6.
Did we miss something?
West Knoxville, Tennessee.
Maybe in Tennessee.
What state is this? I'm sorry. I should have
said that. No, that's a good point. This is in Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So in Tennessee,
they have different local law in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different schedule
Tennessee
for their drugs.
Says we have better shit to do.
Hold on. Marijuana. They're saying anything with a low risk of physical dependency, like Tylenol with codeine.
Yeah, if you type in marijuana Schedule 6 into
Google. That's Schedule 5.
Yeah.
The Tennessee drug statute chart is the second.
Schedule 6 includes marijuana, which has low risk of physical dependency in contrast with many other drugs. Oh, okay.
Oh, you can download the PDF. They have a drug statutes chart in Tennessee. Is that what you're looking at?
I am.
Yeah.
How about David Stern? Do you know that guy?
The owner of...
Commissioner of the NBA from 84 to 2014.
Former commissioner.
Yes.
What happened to him?
State of the dates. He believes the NBA should loosen its stance on cannabis use.
Yes. What the hell is that? That's amazing.
I'm now at the point where, personally, I think marijuana probably should be removed from the ban list. I think there is... universal agreement that marijuana for medical purposes should be completely legal. How's this? This guy's 75 years old. Who's this Harrington guy?
Joey Harrington, former Lions quarterback.
He says, estimates that over 70% of the athletes in major sports smoke marijuana. And that the other 30% just eat it.
That's funny.
That was. I added that. He didn't really say that. But it's all about the advertisers, right?
Hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Which the NBA is the first league, and it starts this year, that is allowing advertising on their uniforms. NBA likes money.
Wait, what? Where...
Yes, they're going to be allowed to start selling advertising, and some teams already have on their uniforms.
Good.
Where are they going to put it?
I don't know. The Pistons have Flagstar. On the bottom.
They're going to look like race cars.
Exactly.
They have a thing right on where the shoulder thing is, where it just says Flagstar Bank on the Pistons.
Flagstar Bank?
What?
And the Pistons, the Pistons are sponsored by Flagstar Bank.
Aren't the Lions sponsored by Ford? Or is that just the field?
Well, that and the owner,
well, they're owned by
the Ford family.
But no, the NBA is the first league where they're starting to sell ad space on.
Yeah, but
they didn't
put a Ford logo on their helmets.
No,
they could put a patch on their jersey.
Yeah.
Maybe
They have a thing there. But all the MLS teams have sponsors.
Yeah, right. The full front of the shirt,
pretty much.
They're gonna let them be the Lions still, and they'll just be the Ford Lions.
Yeah, Detroit Ford Lions.
This cack of ball, man.
See, cannabis needs to class it up.
Need some classibus?
Sure.
Classibus.
Worth $47 million.
Yes. Cannabis oils from... What's that from? Oh, from Kraft 1861.
Kraft, like the cheese people?
No, with the C. But it's not from 1861. I don't know where the 1861 comes from. This looks classy. Look at that classy pen you get. What is this anyway?
Is there any pictures of it?
You must have missed them or they didn't load.
No, here we go.
Wait, you're on their website.
That's because there's no pictures in the article.
Yeah, there is. I'm looking at them. What are they? Cartridges.
Yes.
They send you
the fancy
preloaded cartridges. Is it a subscription service?
It's like the wine.
It's environmentally safe. It's 100% natural. It's BHO and CO2 free.
Ooh. That's a big deal, actually.
It looks classy.
You should have to pay for that.
Cold press extraction method. Well, I think you are going to pay for this.
Hell yeah.
For the packaging alone.
It's pretty fancy looking.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little like brushed silver, sleek looking pen.
Yeah, I like the case that they have everything in, too.
Yeah.
And then they send you like four cartridges.
Like a gun case.
And it's in a like test tube with a little cork on the top of it.
Like you'd find a scroll in there.
What if we did scroll? There, just a little
like
paper
one of
those scroll? Shape-shifting aliens from a scroll.
Scroll.
With an O. I got you.
Or not Marty Scroll.
No.
See, you can get them at two places in California.
Kraft Oils bring a unique and refreshing product, offering to the California cannabis landscape. All our oils start with fresh freeze plant material, harvested at optimal maturity, and extracted using a cold press process and 20 degree below zero FDA approved ethyl alcohol.
And when you smoke it, your pinky must be out.
This is then ingested by a tree sloth and shed out.
Yeah, no, right? What is it? Isn't there some... Down.
There's coffee.
Yeah,
coffee
isn't there means. Some coffee that some something shits out?
Yeah.
It's real. It's not made from dung.
Well, it shits passes, it out, therefore
it passes
it's done.
Through the digestive system undigested by the animal.
Yeah.
And then they just collect it and, well, I mean, you
charge white people exorbitant amounts for it.
You crush it up and you pour boiling water over it, so I don't know.
It's a kill
stage.
The amount
of animal feces is probably minimal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with minimal amounts of animal feces in my coffee.
How about a classy commercial like this?
Stylish cannabis commercial.
So, making pasta. There's a couple making pasta, and they have a box of some...
What?
Oh, there's some bud.
We got bud on the counter.
Big-ass bud.
That guy looks like a guy I used to work
and
for.
And some girls after a yoga workout, or before, maybe. And what was that? Any sort of topical shit?
Looked like pills.
Oh, is it? All right. Big SUV with a mother and kids and dog.
Send the kids outside so you can get blasted in the house.
Right. Oh, got a little tightness in the shoulder. So she goes to the bathroom. There's your topical right there. You roll it on like it's a lip balm.
Yeah. Indica. I'd be asleep.
Right, going out hiking with the bud.
What's he got there?
What is that?
Like a breast strip?
That's what it looks like.
That's a good idea.
He's got a breast strip.
He's fucking tripping out. He's like, look at the fucking cacti.
Look at that naked Indian over there.
It makes him appreciate cacti. He then draws a picture of it and presents it.
Yeah.
As a logo for a company.
Whoa.
All right. Some bald woman with the tattooed... on her arm and showed up with a package of what was it? Just joints, pre-rolled joints?
Yeah, PRs. Pass them around the table.
I'm guessing they're saying she's a
dinner party.
A cancer patient.
Very classy.
That's what I think.
She's
yes.
Doing that to eat with her friends.
I think you hit that one.
Kindred.
Yeah. Shaved
Kindred
her head.
Cannabis together.
Interesting. Wasn't trying to be high class, but they did show a lot of high end stuff around cannabis.
Oh, that's for Whitey all the way. That was for Rich Whitey. That commercial.
Oh, I wanted those breast strips for work.
Yeah, those breast strips be badass. They're like high instantly.
Yeah. Indica, you're sleeping at the desk.
I'm not sure that's how it works, but yeah, it probably would work relatively.
Thank you for downloading the Weezum Podcast for free from Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or from ChristopherMedia.net. Wherever you listen to the Weezum Podcast, please make sure to rate and review the Weezum Podcast 5 stars. And you can follow us on Twitter at TheWeezum420 and on the gram,
The Weezum Podcast.
Please make sure to like and share the Weezum Podcast on Facebook so you can also send your emails to the Weezum Podcast, ChristopherMedia.net.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can also go there to listen to all of the other shows available from the Christopher Media Network. A new podcast is uploaded every day. Check out the Beer Nuts podcast.
What's going on there?
They're back. They're weekly.
What are you guys drinking?
Beer?
Beer. That's what I do.
I don't know what... Well, I do know what it is. I just don't have access to the information. What is 2 weeks from now?
It's all right.
Really, when this will be posted.
It's all about drinking beer.
But the Beer Nuts podcast, check them out. Back every Sunday with a new episode available every week at ChristopherMedia.net. You can listen to the 3 newest Christopher Media podcasts live on our streaming station 24/7 at ChristopherMedia.net. You can also bookmark the Amazon link available at ChristopherMedia.net. It won't cost you any extra money. It's going to help you to support the Weezum podcast. And the donate button. You just cut out the middleman. Just straight up just give us money.
Just give us money.
Yeah. Keep this motherfucker going.
Damn.
Yeah. Click on... Hey, we have the little red E. I can say that. Just click it. Yeah. Click on the donate button at ChristopherMedia.net to help support the Weezum podcast.
Bro!
TheBroBasket.com.
Oh, yeah.
It's that time again, folks.
Yes, well, it's coming up on the holidays.
Yeah, we're by this time, people hear this, it'll be past Halloween.
Yeah, it'll be past Halloween. It'll be like 2 weeks to Thanksgiving.
Shit, this is perfect gift for Thanksgiving. Yes. Thanksgiving. You could bring this to the family gathering.
It's Christmas coming up, too.
It doesn't just have to be a bro. You could share it with anybody in the family.
Yes, it's all-inclusive.
I'm sure
you're allowed to give a bro basket to a woman.
You could probably give it to... Wait a minute, I almost went too far. I almost said a child. But no, you don't want to give it to a child.
Well, the boozeless one.
The boozeless one would probably give it to a child.
No, that's right.
But, you know what? Go to BroBasket.com.
Maybe your child likes cigars.
Yes, you know what they might like? Gin.
Well, I don't know. Actually, the BroBasket has cigars. I don't know.
Maybe. You never know. But, you know what? They're created for your best buddy. Or, like I said, you could bring it to a family gathering. Share it with people you love. Either way, go to ChristopherMedia.net, click through the banner for Bro Basket, see that, you know, you're helping support us, and you're getting a cool gift. So, yes. Hey.
What's in it?
Anything you want.
No,
beer,
not anything.
Scotch, whiskey, tequila, wine,
love,
maybe the
hugs.
Occasional long distance hug only a Bro Basket can provide.
Heroin, no.
Hey, but they do like that unique thing of alcohol.
Yes.
That's the common goal here, folks.
Yes. Guys like alcohol. Guys like to drink.
So if you like what I'm talking about, check it out, folks.
Yes.
Please.
BroBasket.com.
BroBasket.com. For all the bros in your life. Worldwide.
Science. Security.
Protection.
Put white out on a B. It died. Stay high.
Stay high.
Stay high.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.